Test 62, Section 3, Question 4. Here we're looking for the role played by the statement that the predatory dinosaur was following the grazing dinosaur and matched its stride. So it says, paleontologists excavated two corresponding sets of dinosaur tracks, one by a large grazing dinosaur, the other by a smaller predatory. So big grazing dinosaur and then a smaller predatory one. The two sets of tracks make abrupt turns repeatedly in tandem, suggesting that the predator was following the grazing dinosaur and had matched its stride. So the tracks kind of zigzag, and so it looks like the predator was chasing it. Modern predatory mammals, such as lions, usually match the stride of prey. They are chasing immediately before they strike those prey. This suggests that the predatory dinosaur was chasing the grazing dinosaur and attacked immediately afterwards. So that last sentence is our final conclusion. That's what we have, is it's saying here is what we're saying, is that it was chasing it and then attacked right afterwards. Now the evidence is kind of twofold. One, it says that the two sets of tracks make these turns, and that supports the idea that the predator was following the grazing dinosaur and matched its stride. Then, so it's kind of given some evidence that it was following it and matched its stride. Then it says modern mammals match the stride right before they strike. So it brings in modern mammals and then uses the combination of those two things to say, therefore the dinosaur was chasing it, or the predatory dinosaur was chasing it and attacked right afterwards. So A, it helps establish the scientific importance of the overall conclusion, but is not offered in evidence. It is offered as evidence. It's one of the two pieces of evidence. It is a hypothesis that is rejected. No, it is not rejected. It is included. It provides the basis for an analogy used in support of the argument's overall conclusion. And I went, maybe? I guess the analogy was to the lions. I said, let's see what else we get. It is presented to counteract a possible objection to the conclusion. No, it's not really counteracting a possible objection. It's actually just saying, here's what was happening. And then it is the overall conclusion of the argument. And the answer to that is no, it's not the overall conclusion of the argument. And so with this one, C is the best answer we get. It's the basis for an analogy that's used, meaning it forms the basis for why it's relevant to talk about predatory mammals such as lions matching stride right before they strike. So it basically ties in the analogy to the lions, and therefore, answer choice C is our best response.